All right, so this is just for a website page I'm building. The archetypes help you see past time. The archetypes help you see past time. So you might say, well, what do you mean? How is that? What are you talking about? Well, when you see the overarching patterns in life, and you can see these overarching patterns.
Let me put my seatbelt on.
You can see these overarching patterns in Genesis and Revelation. You can see it in life, the red versus the blue, the cycle repeat, the life patterns, your grandparents, your parents, you, your children, your grandchildren. You see the same stuff repeat. Nations, history. You can just look at history and see the same stuff repeat. So these overarching cyclic patterns are archetypes. Body shapes are archetypes. Languages have archetypes. You have a noun, you have a verb. Everything has an archetype. Animals, certain kind of plants, there's an overarching pattern in certain kind of plants and animals. And bridges have an archetype. Antennas have a shape that's an archetype. Houses, there's archetypes everywhere. And so once you see them, and then once you start to think that way, you already know what's going to happen before it happens. When somebody says, I'm going to build a house, you already know what it's going to look like in type and shadow. When somebody says, I'm going to build a car dealership, you already know the shapes that they're probably going to build. Unless it's a new idea. But for the most part, they need an open space to park a few cars. They need a service department. They need a bay to pull cars through. The archetype of a dealership, car dealership, has to be similar. It's the same, sim. And so the word similar or like or same goes back to simulation. And so once you see the simulation and the archetypes and the path, you can see it going down the highway. You can pretty much guess when there's going to be a wreck. That's why I put my flashers on. I want to see a bunch of traffic to wake people up, because a lot of times people just fall asleep at the wheel. And I'm not talking about literally, that's figuratively. They don't expect them to be in a wreck, so they take a chance, you know. They take more chances. You know, when somebody's gonna build a car, it's gonna have four wheels, most likely. Unless it's a three-wheeler, but most likely it'll be a four-wheeler. It'll have a driver's seat, a passenger seat, have a radio, have some windows, have a door, have four doors usually, two or four doors, probably four doors. I think everybody's moving away from two doors, right? I haven't even really paid attention lately at two-door cars. It's hard to find a two-door car, I think. Everybody wants their own door. They don't have to squeeze through the front door to the back seat anymore. Anyway, the archetypes and the patterns, the repeats, the overarching patterns help you see past time. And it actually can help you see your own future, because if you can look at yourself from the outside in, you can see your own patterns. see your own cycles. Yeah, who wants to get in a car that only has two doors? You want to get in the back seat, you have to lift the seat up and squeeze in to get to the back door. That's gone. Those days are gone. People want convenience. Why would they make a car like that? There's a Trans Am or Corvette up here in front of me. I'm gonna check it out. See if it's got two doors. So, all you have to do is think about what I'm saying. An archetype is an overarching pattern. And if you see the overarching patterns in your grandparents, you, yourself, in your nation, in other nations, in the world, in China, in Russia, you see the patterns repeat, cycles. You can see socialism nations fall. You can see capitalism nations grow. You can actually see patterns and know what's going to happen before it happens. If you can start thinking this way, you can see past time. You can see what's going to happen before it happens, because it's already happening in type and shadow. Just because it hasn't manifested doesn't mean it hasn't already appeared. In other words, everything that's going to manifest is already starting to manifest right now. The precogs, the postcogs, the cogs of the wheel turn slow, but they're turning. And so every cog in a wheel tells you the future, because each tooth that goes around the cog, the machine is giving you a sign, an image, a forecast, a precognition of what's to appear on the scene. That's why it's called heir apparent, joint heirs with Christ. You already see the joint heir starting to appear, because saints are starting to wake up that you've been lied to by the goats, by the witchcraft. It's your world. It's not their world. It was made for you. It was to birth you in, to birth in the sons of God. It's not their world. It's your world. They'll say, it's my world. No, it's the saints. This is for you, to birth in the new creature through the birthing cycles of time. The inner man's renewed day by day. Even though the outward man perishes, the inner man is renewed day by day. That's Bible. That's important. That verse is so important, it's not even funny. It's an absolute utmost that you understand that, how important that is. What is a cycle for? To birth. Birth in the new man.